Hey, podcast subscriber, thank you so much for tuning into the program. What follows is the audio portion of a post that made its way onto YouTube. So it's a video-based episode. So I recommend you go over to YouTube. If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe. Make sure you like the post and also hit the notification bell after you subscribe so you make sure you do not miss out whenever those videos go up. Thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to The Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Andres Segovia Show. I'm Andres, and in this next installment of my daily drivers, I'm going over which smart wearables I use on the daily. So, as you'll see before you, I have an Apple Watch. This is the Series 4 LTE powered. This one is the Active Watch 2 from Samsung, and it's still in the night mode, but this one is the Under Armour edition, which is quite nice. These two, I basically hand off whenever I need to do certain workouts. So I have enjoyed using these two for my fitness tracking. But before I get into why I use these wearables and the way I use them, I wanna tell you how I ended up getting into wearables. Back in the day, 2014 was basically, these things were still kinda new. I did own the Huawei Watch 2, I believe it, or Huawei Watch. That was my favorite Android watch. A bit chunky, but I liked it. I did move on to Samsung. But before that, I did have a few generations worth of the Pebble. The Pebble was and is still my favorite watch because it did what it meant to do. Watch things, you know, like it's meant to be a watch. So I did have the first generation Pebble. I ended up getting the Pebble 2. And I had the Pebble Steel, which is my absolute favorite. I even had the Pebble Steel Watch 2, whatever it was called. Oh, those just really, really nice. It's just that whole surprise that Pebble was sold to Fitbit and Fitbit basically just got rid of Pebble altogether was very disappointing to say the least. So when that happened, I needed to move on. I tried Android Wear. I like Android, but it just wasn't working for me. I hated the interface. It was convoluted. It was a mess. It was trying to be a computer on your wrist, and I did not like that. Whereas the Apple Watch tried to be an iPhone on your wrist also, which was also annoying. But what made the Apple Watch even more annoying was that it has to be tethered to a phone. That was just ridiculous. Samsung was the best solution of the two. So which is why I've stuck with Samsung for the longest time. And I've carried multiple different Samsung watches ever since the Samsung Gear S2. And it's been quite a journey to get to where we are now. But how I ended up getting a wearable though, because I didn't believe in getting one of those. But if you watch my previous video about my smartphones, then you already know what I do. I'm not going to go over it again, but one of those aspects are in dealing with three different companies. And in this one particular, being a realtor, I had a very stressful transaction around Thanksgiving. I actually did do, I tell the entire story in three parts. I will be reposting that to share for those of you that missed it that weren't around when I did the show. This is about a year ago that I posted this. It was a three-parter because that's how extensive a story it is. And I called it the transaction that almost killed me. Because I'm not kidding, I nearly drove off a cliffside, not because I wanted to, but because I was fumbling for my device from a high-pressure situation with a transaction that I was dealing, that every single message, I kid you not, was volatile. Everything was going wrong. And so I was having trauma over every message I was receiving from all the different parties involved in this, because there was a lot of legal action involved in all this as well. And I was caught in the middle of all that. And I thought I got one of those said messages, and I almost drove off a cliff when I was driving. That's when I knew I had to get a wearable. And you know what the worst part was? That message wasn't even a message related to anything of the transaction. It was a spam email. So I would have died for a freaking spam email. That's the kind of trauma that I was dealing with. And it did take a lot of energy out of me. And it took a while for me to get back on my feet thereafter because it was that kind of situation. So that's how my wearable journey started and how I never looked back. I've always needed a wearable. Just over 3 years ago, I started my fitness journey. So when my fitness journey came along, I wanted to consider some fitness tracking. So I did enjoy using the Pebble 2, where it has some of the step tracking. And I did have the one with the heart rate monitor as well, all black. It's nice. I actually have all these things stored in boxes. I still have them. They just don't really work with my new products, unfortunately. So I've always enjoyed that, but then I needed to take it to the next level when I finally started committing to nutrition and my fitness journey and working out hard. That's where I turned my attention mostly to Samsung, because I did use Samsung Health and I still do, for which is why I'm invested in Samsung. Samsung Health is available on iOS and Android, but if you're using the Samsung device, you unlock all the capabilities of Samsung Health, for which is why Samsung's basically got me on them. Otherwise, you gotta pay. You can use a free version of MyFitnessPal, but you gotta pay for all that if you wanna get the bells and whistles that Samsung basically offers now. Well, with all that being said, when Apple introduced the Apple Watch 4, it changed the paradigm for me. I didn't carry an iPhone before that. I literally carried an iPhone because of this watch. And I've been doing so for nearly 2 years. It transformed the way I was able to stay healthy, to do my workouts accurately with heart rate reading. That was so impressive. And even though you had to be tethered to a phone to have the watch, there were still things you could do by leaving your phone at home. You just had to make sure you had an iPhone that was in service, with like on an active line. But that's where the Apple Watch really worked well for me. And because my industry in real estate really tethers to an Apple Watch, I was able to do certain things with just a watch that I couldn't do with the Samsung or even with a Wear OS product, because those softwares have not been addressed by my industry. So the heart rate monitor, I've always checked it or cross-checked it against a lot of different things, and like heart rate monitors and all that, chest straps, and I was always walking away impressed with this optical heart rate sensor on the wrist. Always very impressed. So this is the stainless steel version, 4G LTE. I went all out because I'm like, you know what? I think there's something special, and I was right. The only downside is that battery life still is not so good. You can get about 24 hours. I get about 24 hours even with LTE, but that's about as much as I could stretch it. Let me rephrase. No, I'm wrong. I was about 24 hours, but not enough to do like sleep tracking at the end of a day where I'm actually doing a lot of heart rate tracking when I'm working out. So I should make that clear. I wasn't using the heart rate tracking on those days where I'm trying to stretch the battery out of it. With a Samsung though, I could. I can get about 3 days worth of this thing, even with tracking some workouts, so which is what I enjoy. But most importantly, that's how I track my sleep. So what I use my Samsung for, I use it mostly to track my sleep, and I track workouts whenever I have to put this guy on a charger. And that's also one of the reasons why the Apple Watch is a bit annoying, because it has to specifically be the charger that Apple says it works on, whereas this one can work on any wireless charger I have lying around the office or at home. Can't do that with my Apple Watch. So that's where it's been. But what I've enjoyed, because before this one, I actually used the Samsung Gear Sport, and that worked out very well. I enjoyed it, but it was too, I guess you could say it was too fashionable to be a fitness wearable, whereas this Under Armour edition, the Active Watch 2 does feel more proper, even with the silicone strap for workouts. So I do use this one a lot better, and it's so light, it rests on the wrist very well, and I really enjoy using it. So these are my two main wearables. So basically, this is my hard worker during the day and for most of my workouts, but when that's dying out, I switch over to my Samsung Gear Active Watch 2, whatever the heck it's called. But I pair this one's paired to my Note. This one's obviously paired to my iPhone. But I'm doing this series because I'm telling you I'm going to be switching things up. So I'm going to have a hard time saying bye to the Apple Watch. It's not that I'm going to be doing away with it. I'm just not going to be using it on a day-to-day like I have been. But I'm going to give this guy a try because I already got it. Apple Watch, and this one's 4G LTE. So this will be my primary during the day. And this one for my workout evenings, or whenever I work out in the morning or at night, and obviously for sleep tracking, because they'll be paired to my Note. as I mentioned before in my previous video, that my Note's gonna be my primary device. Now, what I absolutely enjoy about Samsung, if you're using Samsung products on a Samsung device, it has this wrist detection, so it knows which one you've placed on your wrist, so then it'll do a handoff. And that's what I like. I actually just got this Apple Watch. I mean, this Galaxy Watch. Sorry there, Samsung. Because I was impressed by the battery life on this thing, so I'm gonna give that a shot. I wasn't impressed by the size of it, but you know what? It's okay, because I got this guy for sleep. So this is gonna be okay. And also because it can handle phone calls very well, and because also I can, these both can do it. Samsung Pay, but I don't recall. I don't think this one has the MFT anymore, or MST, whatever it is, where it's just like a magnetic strip simulation like the app, like the phone would do. But anyway, this is what I intend to be a setup. Before this, I actually carried the Gear Fit and the Gear Fit Pro, but they were grossly inaccurate, so I stopped caring for those, and that's where I just use this guy for my workouts and stuff. It's just I'm gonna switch things up and really being dependent on Samsung for the most part. Now, I do have some issues with calorie readings whenever I do my workouts. So for these two, I both use Under Armour. This one shows MyFitness, MapMyFitness, and this one has built in MapMyRun, which is basically the same thing. It's just that it tailored to more running than it is like strength building exercises, but you can still do them. But what I have found a little odd, even though I'm using the same software on both and it's getting the same heart readings, it's basically beat per beat, plus or minus two beats per minute off from the Apple Watch per Apple Watch's reading. But what has frustrated me is how it calculates the calories. It's the same program and it's the same heart rate activity per the recording, the same time. But sometimes the Samsung will clock in about 100 at least calories more burned than the Apple Watch. And that's where I know the Apple Watch is more precise on that, because I have tested both of these along with a chest strap and using the same program with different pairs of different devices, just so I can make sure they're accurate in their reading and calculations of calories burned. The Apple Watch tend to be more accurate. So I don't know if it's like a software thing on the Active 2, but I have been disappointed by that. For some reason though, the Gear Sport is a lot more accurate in terms of its calorie reading, but it's the same program. So I don't get what's going on there. So maybe I'll put this, again, I use MapMyFitness here. It does have MapMyRun, so maybe I'll just put them both on MapMyRun and see if it's MapMyRun's fault. That's one thing I didn't think about trying, so I'll give that a shot. But this is what I've used as my daily wearables daily wearables. And I'm disappointed that the Apple Watch couldn't do native sleep tracking. It's supposed to come with watchOS 6. And for some of you that are still holding on to your Apple Watches, some older ones, you're supposed to get it. So hopefully it works out for y'all. Now, I will still be using my Apple Watch every now and then, especially if I get frustrated with the calorie readings on this guy. Then just for workouts, I'll be using the Apple Watch and just synchronizing to the through Wi-Fi, I guess, to the iPhone and that, because I'm not going to be carrying iOS devices on the daily. It's going to be like this. And I'm looking forward to better results. And I would say that's that, but there is one more thing. I was able to get Google Voice on this guy. So if I double tap here, it should launch this G-Assist. What's the weather like today in Anaheim? That is Google Voice, because I turned that into the British voice. So I'm able to control my home products through this thing, which is pretty cool. So you can activate it through the voice as well. But the point is that I did get it installed across all my Samsung devices. That's one thing this thing sorely lacks, because I am forced to use Siri. So a huge plus to Samsung, because I was able to get that installed. Thank you to whomever and provided that app for the hack. And yeah, I did it. So I replaced Bixby. Check that out. For those of you curious, leave in the comments down below if you want to know how to be able to do that, and I'll get you the instructions so you guys can do it yourself at home. But anyway, that's what I use for my daily wearables. I really miss Pebble, but for me, this has been the best shot. I looked at Wear OS and give it a pass, never went back, and this is what I got. Anyway, what do you guys use? Curious? Leave your comments in the description, in the comment section down below. And for those of you curious about what I do for real estate, you can go to www.segoviares.com. And for all things related to my show, especially for content that I don't put here on YouTube, you could definitely go check that out on my website, exclusively there off the record, www.theandresegovia.com. Thank you so much for watching, guys, and I'll see you in the next one.